Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com. The Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday, people. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the first day of September. My goodness, the summer's almost gone. First day of September, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 76 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 90 today for the Klamath Basin. And like I say, it won't be a long lingering 90, but it'll probably get up there. And man, God almighty, the smoke. It's come back in. The wind has shifted again. It's just, it's completely unbearable outside. I kid you not. Oregon wild. Anyways, we're going to open up with, let's see what we got here. Man, I'm telling you. I don't know what to say. I mean, it's the whole goddamn state seems to be on fire. That being said, let's see what we got going here. Oregon wildfires have cost $100 million to fight so far. Ching, ching. I wonder why the fires are everywhere. That being said, we're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFT.
Hey, whoops. Hey, hold on. Oh. Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Oregon wildfires have cost $100 million to fight so far. This is from KTVZ. Wow, that was hard to say. Oregon wildfires have already burned nearly 500 square miles this year. As one of the state's many multi-million dollar forest fires this season smolders and flares away, the Register Guard reports the blaze started by lightning in remote steep terrain on the Willamette National Forest is close to Eugene and just up the road from Lowell. The fire was too dangerous to squelch when it blew up on August 12th, sending up a 25,000-foot high column of smoke. Northwest Interagency Coordination Center spokesman Brian Balu like Cap Ballou, says the large fires in Oregon have cost the state and federal agencies a combined $100 million to fight so far. Taxpayer money covers the costs of firefighting, with the funds coming from local, state, and federal coffers. So, I mean, like I said, when you get this much money involved in it, when this is a goddamn industry now, there are people, this is their bread and butter. This is their goddamn careers. And when you get this much money involved, you're going to have corruption. And you're getting, I mean, it's not like they haven't been caught in the past setting fires for money. Only now I think it's gotten to be old hat. I mean, it's just like, years ago, you know, we'd watch California where all the people had to move out in the goddamn woods out in California. Any, open spot in the wilderness that they could get through their Masonic connections down there living out in the woods. And next thing you know, the whole goddamn state's on fire. And, they show the smoke down there, you know, the way it was. And here, you know, it wasn't like that. But they're here now. They're here and the fires are here and the money that comes from the fires are here and they just, I love this shit, I suppose. But I mean, who's going to investigate them? Who investigates forest fires? Oh, the Forest Service. You know, the people making $100 million frickin' dollars so far this year. You got to believe it's going to about double that with what's going on here right now. $200 million. You think there might be a little corruption and crime going on? Because I'm here to tell you, I think there is. Go ahead.
Isn't that how they drive the people off the land, too? They just burn you out.
Multi-purposes. Exactly, man. But, yeah, it's just, it's disgusting. And it's just, you know, it's just like, you know, this is how I make my money. Suck it up. You know, I'm sick of this shit. I never invited all these people here. Go away. I mean, you got a handful of merchants, and then you got these fire crews. You know, when you get these federal fires going, man, they're coming from all over the country, man. Ching, 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 ching.
Yep. I've seen them, man. I survived. There was a fire over here that burned up, and the day before yesterday, there was two fires. I had to call my neighbor and just kind of let him know what was going on, but. Down the county road here that they say they maintain, I mean, these guys, there's a crew of, because I can see their flashing lights and people yelling and stuff, and you got a crew of, you know, 5, 6, 7 cars, the sheriffs, they're all sitting on there, and they're just sitting there getting paid, waiting for it to burn out. I'm like, God damn it, man. I'm sitting there freaking out. You know, trying to water down my property, starting up the generator and pumping my well, and I'm just going, okay, fine, I get it.
I hear you. You know, I drove a water tender. It was been about probably 10 years ago. You know, I anything to make some money. You know, it's times were hard, but you know, it was an all right job to do. But I mean, this is when I saw it. You know, I went to the first fire I went to was out over by John Day. So we get over there by John Day, you know, and first thing you have to do, I mean, the people here that have lived here, I mean, I drive my pickup out in the woods here. I might drive clear over to John Day, up over through the mountains and shit, you know, and not a second thought about it. The first thing you're going to do. Go ahead, sorry.
Was that Andrew that was talking, the one that wanted the minimum wage yesterday?
I think that's Flea.
I think he was complaining about one that. Minimum wage, and now he's complaining about people that are making, you know, I mean, they're making $100 an hour. But
No. You're wrong on that, Charlie. Now, the way these, I'm going to tell you, I was getting into this, what's going on here. Okay, so I get out to this fire camp, right? And I drive out there. The first thing I got to do is you got to have the truck sterilized. You know, some guy's got his contract. He's up there. He's got this goddamn big washing thing. You pull into it, and they spray all over it, and it takes all of the indigenous weeds from where you came from. Like, people don't drive all over this son of a bitch every day. It is goddamn just for – it is made – contracting for frickin' wealth, man. And so I go through the spray thing, you know, and then I go down to where the fire camp is, and you pull into the fire camp. Then there's somebody that's going to come over. Now he's going to inspect your vehicle. He's going to inspect the tires. He's going to inspect the brakes and everything. I mean, and there's another ching ching. I mean, this ain't putting no fires out, people. And then you go and you, like I said, you have catered food. Because this was on the edge of two counties where this fire was, you got both those counties fighting over these goddamn contracts, and you can see it right out in the goddamn open. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm the one, I'm saying, well, I don't want no government. But you guys are, you know, This is what you get when you have government.
I agree. I don't need no goddamn government. But what I'm telling you here is, who shows up to fight these fires? You know, it used to be when I was young, you could make goddamn good money fighting fires. I mean, when you're 14, 15, 16 years old, I mean, you could make, you know, back in them days, $10, $12 an hour, which was a whole lot of guys like $25 or $30 today. But I go out there, and I'm telling you, it's like a little city, and nobody in it speaks English. They all speak Spanish. I mean, a little city of tents. And all these firefighters are being brought in. They're Hispanics, and the people that have come that actually fought the fires that live here, I go and I talk. They're making minimum wage fighting fire hazard. I mean, that's a goddamn hazard.
I'm like in the water business, and I'm pulling a 2,000-gallon tank.
Uh-huh.
And I come up on a fire,
uh-huh.
And I say, here, you can have this water. They got $1 million fire truck there, but they can't connect to my, you know, standard fittings on a tank, a 2-inch just little couplings like on a pump. They don't have nothing, but you know they spent $1 million and they can't get the water out of my tank.
You brought that up. Another thing they inspect when you come into one of these fire camps is they come and look at all the fittings on the truck. And you have to have certain fittings, and you have to show them you know how to put them together. I mean, like, you don't, I mean, I this is the city folk, you know? And, like, you know how to put them together so you can draw water out of a creek or, you know, out of a pond or what might have you. And that was another thing they did.
They probably don't allow you to have those kind of fittings. You can only have special fittings that fit their...
Oh, yeah.
Their hydrants.
Nobody they got a list of them. The ones that have to be under. The guy I was working for, I mean, he'd been doing this for years, so of course the correct fittings were there, and I knew how to put them together. But the bottom line here's another guy on the payroll.
This was a brand new truck, and they didn't have nothing. They couldn't suck out of the tank. They couldn't tie a 2-inch threaded fit. They couldn't tie to nothing. They only had, I don't know, it was useless stuff.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about here. We've gone through about three or four people. Then you got another guys, a couple more guys over there. They're just looking at maps and stuff, and they're coordinating all this. So you get about six or eight people right there. I mean, these are the top paid people too, and they ain't fighting no goddamn fire. They're not doing anything. And then you see the contractors coming in. Like I said, one guy comes in with a semi with a goddamn, thousands of gallon, probably, 10,000, 20,000 gallon tank. I don't know how much they hold, but a huge tank on the back of, there's your water. And they pull up, and then another guy pulls in. He's got another semi trailer that's been converted into showers. And he pulls into the camp, and I mean, these guys are getting people. Just a driver. I mean, that's when I started, when I got burned. You know, because I'd been told I'd get $25 an hour. And then I heard that they were burning people.
I'm standing out here in waist-deep flood water trying to hook up the community well here and off the electricity, but it's just funny.
All that water and none where you need it. You know, that's when I'm talking about, like, this fire straight across the ridge from me. Now, when this goddamn fire started, I'm telling you people, they let this go. They wanted this to burn. I mean, you're right by the lake. It's right at the foot of the lake. I mean, right there from where you're standing in the water looking up at it, you're probably maybe about, to where it started, maybe a quarter, half mile. I mean, I'm telling you, when it started, they could have came in with two, even one probably, because it was so small. One helicopter with a bucket on it. And, I mean, you're right there. Zoom, dump, zoom, jump, dump, dump, until it's out. They don't want these goddamn fires out. This is money.
That's what I'm saying, man. You know, the one that burned out here, I was sitting there. I actually hiked up on top of the hill, and I was actually watching it. They were dropping down people. And I've got the Humboldt River, you know, running maybe about a mile and a half or two down the road from me. And I'm just going, like, what the hell is going on here? You know, it's insane.
Right now, I believe, I tell you, I believe it, people, that they could bring like four or five helicopters here and just have them go for it. Just dip it, dump, dip it, dump, dip it, dump, dip it, dump with a spotter plane telling them where to hit the hot spots. They could put this fire out in a day. They do not want these fires out because it's $100 million so far this year industry. And it's bullshit. You're destroying. I'm going to tell you something else. That mountain over there, now you got Trump into position. This Gerald Wendt Corporation here, they wanted to put a ski lodge up there. I mean, these son of a bitches have come in and took over this place with their golf courses and all this horse shit, trying to, you know, run us out and make a retirement community out of the place we live. So now, so you know, it was all shut down when Willie Clinton declared it wild and scenic. It could never be touched. But now Donald Trump's going into place. And one of the things I bet you right now, I've got that big shiny nickel. I'm going to bet that big shiny nickel that this place, that he takes that wild and scenic off of Pelican Butte. And then Gerald Went Corporation gets to go up there and make a ski runs and ski lodges and shit up there. And part of this is so that they can, this is what's going to happen. Listen to my words. They're going to go up there. They're going to call it salvage logging. They're going to log that big timber up there, and that's going to pay to build their lodge. And they're going to get a lodge and a mountain just given to them. But man, God, these people on welfare, they got to be stopped. These wanting something for nothing, son of a bitches, have to be stopped. That will happen.
It's the King's land.
You goddamn right it is, Charlie. Oh, anyways, let's jump on. Speaking of the king, Trump expected to halt Obama's program, but allow some dreamers to stay temporarily. And I've been listening this last couple of days. You talk about just a right in your face frickin' sham once again. This is from McClatchy. I don't know what the hell that means. President Donald Trump is expected to end an Obama-era program that shielded young people from deportation. But he will likely let the immigrants known as dreamers stay in the United States until their work permits run out, according to multiple people familiar with the policy negotiations. What's the negotiation? The son of a bitch said I'm going to enforce the law? There is no DACA. There cannot be. It's unconstitutional. But I've been listening this last couple of days, and I had heard Araldo up there this morning saying, he was on Fox News, and back and forth with him, and one of the guys there said, you know, it's the law. We're talking about enforcing, just enforcing the law. Geraldo says, well, if it's the law, then I say to hell with the law. Because we're talking about the invasion of my people into your country and taking everything you own for them. Geraldo Rivera, you piece of trash, son of a bitch, Frito Bandito motherfucker. I would put you on the goddamn gallows myself. Convicted treasonous piece of shit, and watch you do the shit dance. Yeah.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Settle down. Geraldo found Al Capone's vault.
Yeah, he did. I mean, what a piece of shit that dirty goddamn foreign agent is, because he's a foreign, unregistered foreign agent in my country. He needs to be arrested yesterday. The plan would allow Trump to fulfill a campaign promise. I mean, listen to what they're telling you. This allows it to look like we're doing something, but really what we got something else in mind. And if you just even look a tiny bit, you're going to see what it is. Trump to fulfill a campaign promise to end one of Barack Obama's signature initiatives, while also giving the president a way to keep the pledge he made after Inauguration Day to treat the dreamers with great heart, said sources on both sides of the issue who are involved in the discussions. An announcement could come as soon as Friday, just days before a deadline imposed by 10 states that threatened to sue the United States government if they did not stop protecting people brought into the country illegally as children. Advocacy groups that want to preserve the program are urging the White House to ask those states led by hurricane-ravaged Texas. See what we're talking about here? We got a federal twist of the arm going here. Hurricane-ravaged Texas to postpone. You know, we're going to give you the goodies through FEMA, and you are going to postpone this. And see if they postpone. To postpone their Tuesday deadline. A delay would give those groups more time to negotiate. And it could give Trump, what to negotiate? When you guys get busted on something, one of their bullshit laws that don't even apply to you, do you get to negotiate with them? Do you? Negotiate, and it could give Trump the space to avoid making a major policy announcement while his administration is eager to remain focused on hurricane recovery efforts. Horse shit, and more horse shit. But the president is under intense pressure to move quickly to end the program called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or more commonly, DACA, from groups that supported his candidacy because of his pro-deportation immigration position and his promise to end the particular program on his first day. I do remember that, too. So now they're playing this frickin' game with us, and we're going to see where that game goes, people. This is something that he has absolutely turned his back on the base, said Chris, Chmielinski, Numbers USA's Director of Content and Activism. I can't say it enough. He promised to do it, and he has not done it yet. Of course he hasn't, because you're a fool for listening to a charlatan carnival barker.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know what? it doesn't surprise me that he hasn't done what he's going to say. You know, because they all do the same thing. And all you fools who went out there and voted, you know, this is what you get. And I'm just like, Henry, I'm going to spit in your face. And all you so-called patriots who went out there and voted, you know who you are. You know, to me, you are a traitor and you committed treason. Because you know all these clowns get in here, they tell you one thing, they lie to you. Y'all haven't picked up on the game yet? I mean, it's a game. They lie to you, then they go and do the opposite of what they say. So, I mean, you haven't picked on the game from Obama back to this clown, then the next clown is going to do the same thing.
Yeah, that's the way it's been for shit all my life. I've watched it.
You think Trump is bad? What do you think the next president's going to be? They get incrementally worse.
That's what I've said. I know any minute here I'm going to be looking back to the good old days when we had Obama. This is something that he has absolutely turned his back on. The White House certainly could ignore the deadline imposed by the states threatening to sue and instead leave the issue to the courts or Congress. But his advisors are urging Trump to take the reins. He's been advised that it's in the political interest for him to be the one to make the decision to terminate the programs. So he's talking about just keeping the con going to you people because he'll get the credit, said a source who is familiar with the conversations inside the White House. And if it's going to end anyway, why not take the credit for it? I mean, they're telling you that you're a bunch of frickin' chumps. Trump, the most unpredictable and unconventional U.S. leader in modern times, could still change his mind. But three people knowledgeable with the situation say the president is expected to act before the Tuesday deadline. The idea of allowing the roughly 800,000 immigrants now protected by the program to stay for as long as 2 years under current work permits, and this is what we're talking about here, people. And what's going to happen in that 2 years? Well, in that 2 years, I heard him this morning. Well, you know, it is all illegal, but Congress has the authority to do it. No, they don't. Congress does not have the authority to give this country away to anybody. See, we talked about that this was the con in the beginning. Go ahead.
I still say be less immigration without the government. I mean, because they're
promoting it.
Subsidizing it.
You're goddamn right they are. You're absolutely correct. They're promoting it. They want it. This is a recolonization. We've been saying it for a whole long time now. This is a recolonization of the United States. We got to go because we own the son of a bitch by rights. But what they're talking about here, 2 years, and I heard them. Well, that gives them 2 years and then the Congress and they can get together and they have the authority to do this. No, they don't. Don't let them tell you they do. You show me in the Constitution where the Congress has the authority to give our country away to anybody. They do not. And at this point in the ballgame, it's clear this is a goddamn invasion. This is a recolonization. All they can do is sign on to treason. And I'm telling you, this is why they did this whole act clear back from Obama. They get Obama. Go ahead.
Henry, I'm sorry. No, I apologize. I have to disagree with you.
Uh-oh.
We've already been invaded.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Hell yes, we've been invaded. And now, you know, they talk about we've got to build that wall. What, to keep them here? I mean, if they're all here now, I mean, that's like closing the barn door after the horse gets out, ain't it? Or am I missing something here? And you already said you're not going to deport no goddamn body. Oh, the bad dudes. I'm going to get the bad dudes like Obama got the bad dudes as the son of a bitch is poured over the border. But what they're talking about here, it's like I said, you know, they're trying to establish a goddamn fiction as a fact. Now, the Congress has no authority to give our country away. They just can't do it. These people have come here in direct violation of the people's wishes and the law that we put in place. And now they're going to say, well, the Congress has the power to go ahead and finish the fraud and finish the invasion here. No, you don't. You do not have the authority to give away what is mine. You charlatan, dirty, treasonous bastards. Let's see. It seems to be the most practical way. Let's see, where was I? Oh, that was it. A program to stay for as long as 2 years under current work permits is supposed to is supported even by many of the groups that want DACA scrapped. Oh, I bet you they're all coming together on this now because they played the con. They've got you to believe in that. Oh, the Congress. Well, I guess if the Congress does it, we just got to accept another population here and just walk over the ditch and take a bullet in our fucking head. But because the Congress said these, they're all traitors. They are all a part of the occupation. They are the enemies of any American national. So long. Go ahead.
I'll give you a little history. Back in 1776, I went back to Washington, D.C. with my dad. He had a house over there that he sold, and I used to see, I mean, I'm just a little boy, and they had, like, limousines pulling up hookers up in front of the goddamn White House.
Sure.
I was like, what the hell? And I look back and I reflect. I was like, oh, my God. You know, I can only imagine what it's like now.
Hey, Flea, tell me something. How old were you in 1776?
Oh, shit. I had just gotten out of high school. I did a road trip with my dad. And it was a long one. We busted through Chicago and all the way to Washington, D.C. to sell his house. His neighbor was a black cop, you know. And I mean, this shit goes deep, man. He was a retired black cop. His name was Mr. Woods.
Oh, well.
And come to find out that the black lady that had gotten so old that he was trying to get out of the house was related to him.
Wow. Well, you know, it is a strange world.
Deep this shit goes.
Oh, man. Anyways, all righty then. Okay, guys, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and then there are a few that are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Cable, 'cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people. become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, 'cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. War was fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. Lies told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects gets to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off grizzly bear that's sleeping. To give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. And my rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. If I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I ain't all that I've seen. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against whatever they're from. Forehead and domestic are the two types of enemy scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Said, don't come for my gun. I'll have to do it.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Thurman Ostley with Don't Come For My Gun. Don't Come For Nothing of Mine. And we're still going to talk about old Trumpy and this DACA program. Because when you know what they're talking about, like I said, what they're trying to get out there just through the sides of their mouth starting this morning is, well, Congress, Congress could take that what belongs to my children and my grandchildren and give it to some goddamn foreigners. I'm here to tell you, no, by God, they can't. The only way that property can be removed from us is through a common law procedure, and everything goddamn thing you're doing is fraud, and you're going to be called on it. Before this thing is over, you will be called on it, and you will be let up those goddamn gallows, you treasonous bastards. After Trump was briefed on the issue last week by his Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, who has said repeatedly that he believes the program is unconstitutional. All of it's unconstitutional. It's breaking the very goddamn laws, the laws that the people put in place for immigration into this country. Oh, we broke all them laws. We got a couple hundred million of them here, and we're going to displace you, and we're just going to write it down on a piece of paper and sign it. You think, you son of a bitches? Give her a go. The president was prepared to end DACA, but two Republicans involved in the issue said Trump had second thoughts and postponed announcing a decision as he focused on the deadly aftermath of Hurricane. Boy, that hurricane was handy for him, wasn't it? I tell you what, Trump, you two-bit charlatan, carnival-barking piece of shit. We know what, I mean, look at this guy, man. He takes the information coming in and then he just keeps adjusting and trying to keep the most people in his base that he can. And his base is made up of about, 18% of the goddamn population. And they think they're going to take this country away with 18%? I don't think so. I think he's genuinely conflicted on this and trying to figure it out. Horse shit. His Israeli handlers are maybe conflicted on how they think they're going to get this past us. But the thought of removing goddamn slave labor by a billionaire, come on, people, wake up. You really believe that? Do you really believe that he's having a conscience, or he's looking at that him and his billion-dollar cohorts are looking at all that slave labor, and if you removed it, you'd have to, the people of this country might get something. You can't have that, because then they might think they own this goddamn country, and next thing you know, they'd be leading your ass up the gallows for trying to take it away from them. There are a lot. Go ahead.
I can't believe it. You're killing me, man. You're killing me. You're just freaking killing me. You know, I went in there. I have to do a sending my own round trip in to get supplies, you know, because I'm living like a fucking hillbilly up here, and I don't have indoor plumbing, you know. But I can't go even to Taco Bell, KFC, or any of these other goddamn stores, you know, Smith's, without having some freaking Mexican therapy, you know.
It's obvious. It's goddamn obvious, man. It's obvious what they're doing. I mean, it's blatant. It's in your face. Are you going to let them take your goddamn country away from you? That's the only question. There are a lot of components that need to be looked at. And once a decision is made, we will certainly let you guys know, she said. Oh, that was White House Press Secretary Sarah Saunders. That's Huckabee's daughter. I mean, the same cabal, the same dirty church, Masonic goddamn cabal. Thursday, that DACA is still under review. What's under review? It's unconstitutional. You ran on it, you son of a bitch. What are you reviewing? Oh, you're reviewing the bribes? You're reviewing where your bread's being buttered? DACA is a very difficult subject for me, Trump said in February. I bet you it is. To me, it's one of the most difficult subjects I have because you have these incredible kids. In many cases, and not in all cases, I'll tell you about incredible kids are my goddamn grandchildren and my children. Those are the incredible kids you better start worrying about, you treasonous piece of trash. You do not have the authority to give what is ours away, you goddamn carnival barker. In many cases, in some of the cases, they're having DACA and they're gang members. And see, if we just get rid of the bad ones, hell, we can still have 300 million of the motherfuckers here to replace us and take what belongs to us, right? It's the good Mexicans can come in and take our country from us. I guess that's what he's telling us, isn't it? If they're good people from around the world, just come in and take what belongs to the people of the United States, the American national.
Yeah.
They're good people. They want to come in and take your goddamn house. You go out the. Those are good people. Get out the goddamn door, says Trump. Dirty.
I bet you could go to any one of his casinos, and there ain't going to be no black people working there. There's going to be nothing but Mexicans.
You better believe it.
Cleaning his rooms.
You better believe it.
Wiping the toilets. You know, I've seen it. You know.
So have I.
I'm like, I can't believe it. You know, I can't get a far away enough from these motherfuckers.
No, it's not getting away from. Like I said, according to what I just heard from this man's mouth, hey man, if they want to come in and take my goddamn house, well, they're good people, so that's all right for them to take what's yours. If you resist, we'll shoot you for trying to stop those good people from taking your house, from taking your property from you. That's what this bastard is saying. He's a guy. I mean, you talk about fork-tongued. That son of a bitch has got five forks in his goddamn tongue, and he can wag them all at the same time. Man. Go ahead.
And let me show you how infested this really is. I don't know where you at, you know, part of Oregon, you know, if it's infested like part of South Oklahoma City. But, you know, South part of Oklahoma City is nothing but Mexico, to be honest with you. Because if you go and you look at it, all the billboards, Mexican, you know what I'm saying, has Spanish written on it. All the stores, Spanish is written all on them. This is the south side of Oklahoma City. And it is just terrible. And let me show you another thing, how ingrained this really is. It is so ingrained that they have infested young people's mind, like the teenagers, to try to make them start speaking Spanish as well.
Yeah.
Trying to accept that.
That's how they're assimilating into our culture. No, you're going to assimilate as a world citizen, and you're going to be at the foot of a goddamn Chinaman. He's going to be your overlord, and you're going to learn how to kowtow. That's what this is about. Because they want them up here because they were enslaved in their country. They're easy people to enslave. So let's replace the population up here with these people that own this country, with these third world slaves that are comfortable with slavery, that have endured slavery for hundreds of years, and then they can be the real Americans. And this is what a real American is a slave. I'll end this article. The administration has continued to allow dreamers to apply for the program and has even renewed their permits. Then they get to stay 2 more years. That gives them two years to put to, you know, we think you went to the polls, you dumbasses, you retards, went out there, you're going to stop this shit? No. They're going to say, well, we're going to hold it with 2 years. In 2 years, I guarantee goddamn to you, there ain't one of these son of a bitches moving. No more than that Obamacare was going anywhere because they all shit through the same hole. Nearly the rate that the Obama administration did, which has angered some of his own supporters. Oh, you pukes. Some of you still support him? Oh, man.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
I got to tell you something that'll make you feel good. I finally got in contact with the Mason guy that put in my well.
Yeah?
Well, he had a heart attack.
Well, that's a goddamn shame. Federal judge rules Indiana seizing cars with civil forfeiture is unconstitutional. And here they're playing. I mean, they play these games right in our midst. I mean, as they're stealing our country and bringing in a population to replace us, this is the shit you look at that's going on in your streets. This is from Forbes. In a major win for private property rights, a federal judge ruled that Indiana can no longer seize vehicles under its controversial civil forfeiture law, which allow police to confiscate property without filing criminal charges. Judge Jane Magnus Stinson ruled that Indiana's laws were unconstitutional. So what they've been doing all these years was in direct violation of the law, the base law of this country. People are going to jail for this, right? There's going to be a retribution for these crimes they've committed, right? No. Because they failed to provide a timely hearing for the property owner to contest the seizure. And see, this is what they're going to talk about in this admiralty administrative court. Oh, the procedures weren't followed under the 14th Amendment for the equal access. Not that they could not touch him in the first place, that they could never touch an American's property. No goddamn government son of a bitch could. The only way an American can be relieved of their property, read your Bill of Rights, is through a due process in the common law, which is the Bill of Rights. And with a complainant and or, you know, with an accuser. and with the process is followed to the end, and then a judge ordering it after the jury has given the judge the authority to order it. But no, man, I'm telling you, this will be your argument, because you got Jeff Sessions coming up, and you know, we're going to up the ante on the seizures across this country. We're going to go out and take all your shit away from you, because we got to pump in more foreigners into this goddamn country, and somebody's got to pay for it, and that'd be you.
They just make shit up.
Yes, they do.
I mean, that's about it.
But, you know, here we are looking at this decision. This is what this article's about, is this decision that could not be made. No jurisdiction, no authority. This is this rogue insurgency, I mean, this rogue occupation, inflicting tyranny, and then they're talking about little bits and parts of the tyranny that they're going to do. If you want to tyrannize them, you got to do it this way, okay? Not that you cannot even talk to those goddamn people, let alone seize their property. The decision comes days after Hoosier lawmakers held a summer study committee, that sounds communist, to discuss forfeiture reform. Forfeiture reform. What the fuck are you? Forfeiture reform, huh? How about some gallows working overtime for some forfeiture reform? And less than a month after U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced a new policy to expand police seizures nationwide. The case began last September when an officer with the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department pulled over Leroy Washington and found a small amount of cannabis. Police charged Washington with dealing marijuana and seized his car. But Washington fought back with help from Jeff Cardella, a criminal defense attorney and law professor at Indiana University. He filed a federal class action lawsuit. Instead of just going and saying, you have no jurisdiction, I want that son of a bitch arrest. This is like what went on with there with Bundy and them. You know, they used these, they went right into the admiralty, and if the admiralty works for you, I guess it's okay. Then that's where your stand ends. He filed a federal class action lawsuit last November on behalf of other owners whose cars were held by law enforcement in Indianapolis. Between November 2016 and February 2017, those agencies seized at least 169 vehicles, or 11 cars per week on average. After he filed the lawsuit, or his lawsuit, Washington was able to recover his car, though he was still able to represent the class, you know, that's what the class of owners in this class action suits. It's all to suck the people into the admiralty, to lose your individual right to go and get redress for your grievances. I don't go as a group. I go as a single individual, as a sovereign of this country, with my absolute authority to bring your ass to answer. That's all there is to it. The laws. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
And you know, they use all these big words. I should have just boiling it down, just saying, hey, We are thieves, and we are going to just steal from you and take from you what you want. And this is the word games that they play,
yep,
especially with the ignorant population that we have. This is the word games that they play on us, and all the sheeple out there, they think it's really okay. Well, if you have some drugs, it's okay for them to take your stuff, mm-hmm, call Caesar asset forfeiture. No, you SOB, you son of a bitch, you, it is called theft where I'm come from. It is called stealing.
Goddamn right. That's exactly what it is.
It's a gangster colony. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, it's like, how many fucking times they're gonna sit there and retry the Bundys?
Exactly.
Five, six times.
Even in the end of that, when it comes out, they're going to come out, you know, like the last thing, they come out claiming victory. Victory for what? You allowed an illegal jurisdiction. You allowed it to play out. You had no intention of standing your ground. And you didn't get your constitution brought into the goddamn equation. The military officer on the bench said no. What did you actually accomplish? Oh man, I'm telling you, it's such a game. And like you know, like Dion was saying, you know, you spread it out and you put shit like this out there. You know, like this is a good thing that this judge with no jurisdiction said that there are certain conditions you will meet when you're breaking the law and stealing the people's property. My God.
I'll tell you something here. Being with family court and in the divorce court, they used to have like sheriffs in there guarding in the court just in case you went AWOL and, you know, ran up and beat the shit out of the judge. And they got federal marshals now. Now, this goddamn federal marshal down in Las Vegas told me, mm-hmm, you know, you hired an attorney, you know. Mm-hmm. So he knew what was going on.
Of course. Of course they know exactly what they're doing. Just more and more they reveal it. But when you know this asset forfeiture thing, it's been, you know, people have been saying, hey, goddamn, they're taking people's stuff. They're not even charging with anything. Not that they could, even if they were charging them, because they can't even charge them because it's the goddamn government. They have no authority. But still people start, and so they start putting this mushmash here out. Well, here's a good judge and they're straightening that stuff out. So if they take your car, they took Bob's car down the street, well, it must be okay because they straightened this shit out. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. The lawsuit claimed that Indiana's forfeiture laws violate the car owner's right to due process as guaranteed by the 5th and 14th Amendment. See, all of these are done under title, under statute. That's the only way they can have any authority is through the statutes, and it's only supposed to be in that goddamn 10-mile square. But that's why they throw in that 14th Amendment. Fuck the 14th Amendment. What would you need it for in this case? Did they violate the 5th Amendment? They sure as hell did. Did they violate the 4th Amendment when they took the car in the first place and seized it? They sure as hell did. It should be the 4th and 5th and 6th and 7th and 8th Amendments, and then the 9th and 10th, because they're forbidden from touching those goddamn rights to start with. But that's what you're going to see. 14th Amendment. When you see that, you know that you're in the admiralty. That this is they're talking about privileges granted, not rights that you retain as an individual. In Indiana...
Yeah. I wish I would have known this information, because they would have taken me out behind the court and kicked my ass just like you.
Yeah, that's exactly correct, buddy. And that's why it's time. That's why they do no more paper games. That's why it's time to fucking lock and load and get this shit over with. These son of a bitches, I mean, where does anybody see them pulling back? Where do you really see anything rescinded? Just like the last article we talked about, DACA, it's going to be a big deal. Nothing's going to change, not one goddamn little iota. They're still here for 2 years, but you can't renew the passports. And like I said, that big shiny nickel, it's on the line here, people. Whoever wants that son of a bitch, you can just throw in a bet on it. That shiny nickel says that them, not one of them ever leaves. And well, maybe not. I won't say that. They won't never leave as a result of anything that this insurgent occupation of our country does. They will leave when we pick up our guns and we move them out. That's when they will leave. Other than that, this is just a goddamn word game delay. And like I said, right now, what they're doing is trying to push the notion that, well, it's unconstitutional, but Congress can do it. No, by God, they can't. They have no authority to give this country away to other people. They have no authority to give the wealth away. They have the only authority they ever had was where the tides ebbed and flowed for war powers. To actually protect us from the same shit we're being inflicted on, is being inflicted upon us right now. And that was it. Because all the rest, I don't care about the Commerce Clause or the goddamn General Welfare Clause. The 9th article, it made it so it was actually impotent. It could never touch us.
Henry, did you ever see that movie? I know you have. I don't know if the rest of the listeners have. The movie Brave New World.
Oh, man, I probably have. I mean, it's not jumping right straight out at me as something that was catch my attention.
Yeah, Brave New World. You know, they had certain colors of people. Some of them were, you know, tan. Some of them were blue. Mm. And the guy that was running it looked like old President Obama. That's what we're living in now.
Oh, yes.
Brave New World.
It's on your website, Henry. Just search it.
Oh, really?
Movie. I just watched it.
I've probably watched it. I've probably watched it. Laura will tell me when I go downstairs. She'll remind me of what it is. And you know, I mean, there's so many things that I look at from so many angles. And I mean, when there's like a movie like that comes out that you know, shows a real truth, and you know, you grasp onto it. It's just like the Hobbit movies, you know, the Tower series and all that, and the Mordorf and the big eye in the sky, man. And you know, you look at that, and then the books I've read on Aleister Crowley, I've read everything that he ever wrote, and I understand how their souls work, let's say. I understand about the devil worshiping child pedophile, child sacrificing dirtbags, that they are at their root. And I mean, really, these people that are doing this shit that we're talking about right here, that's who you're talking about. Never lose sight of that. These people eat children. They sacrifice them. And I mean by the thousands. You think about something like that. We got all these worries in this country. What's there, about 40,000 kids go missing every year? But hey, man, 300 people got killed by guns. Guns is the number one issue in this country, do you think?
you know, and one of the things I understand now that, you know, being baptized and raised in the Roman Catholic Church is that these people aren't really pedophiles. It's part of their religion.
Yes. That's what people, I mean, you goddamn right it is. If you study it and you get down to where, you know, the meat and potatoes, it absolutely is. I mean, the sick shit that they believe, it's, and this has been, this isn't something new. You know, we talk about clear back to the colonies. The difference was back then, they kept them in dungeons. They came from other countries and they kept them in dungeons and the terrible fucking shit they did. They've been doing it all along, people. And as we were going through waving our flags and putting our hands on our heart and singing the Star Spangled Banner, they were freaking torturing little children and doing the most unspeakable shit you could imagine.
The Pope has dungeons and torture chambers. I guess they're like a museum now. And, you know, maybe you can pay somebody to go look at them, you know, while you're a tourist going mm-hmm. on vacation.
Oh, like I said, it's been, go ahead.
Hey, I was just going to say, and you know what? You're 100% right about these people. They are some of the most grotesque people you ever want to meet.
Yep.
And these are the same people that people go out and vote for.
Oh,
these
yeah.
are the same people that the sheeple go out and vote for. These are the same people that they go out, they cry about them like it was crying over Obama. He's going to change. These are the same freaks
yep.
that these people cry and worship, man. It really is, and it's sad.
It's sickening. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, stay tuned for It's Time to Break Free with David Rock. And it is Oy Vey Friday. It's one of my favorite broadcasts from David. I mean, he really does a good job on it. And I sit and listen. I'm glued to the radio, and you should be too. And that is The Word from the Trenches.